It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That means it's Thursday. That means it's time for another Tom and Shane Business and Politics, where we will seamlessly present facts and information you will not hear anywhere else. And
yes, we'll solve everybody's problem.
That's for sure. And that's the very reason you should subscribe. And like us, and ring the notification bell, because you'll always be notified whenever we have a podcast, wherever you are in the world, so you don't even have to think about it. I mean, it's going to be that simple. And, of course, we hope you will support us monetarily at Patreon, and we do this on StreamYard every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you'd like to make videos like this, there's a link in the description below. And both of us write on medium.com, and there's also descriptions below for our various writings over there. Well, today we're going to talk about 87,000 IRS agents are coming for you. Do you have IRS agents in Canada, Shane?
Well, of course we do. Revenue Canada is well-funded.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, we got to have that. We got to have that. IRS people coming after us. Well, of course, this is a part of the Inflation Reduction Act passed by the Senate. And part of that bill, Shane, as you know, 87,000 new IRS agents are in that bill. That's going to double the size of the IRS, I believe. I think they got 90,000. Yeah.
No, they have 75,000.
Okay, well, this is going to more than double them.
74,454 with an $11 billion budget.
Yeah, well, they're going to get a bigger, they're going to get a little bigger budget. $80 billion going to strengthen the IRS. I'm not sure what that means. How are you going to strengthen them, Shane? Everybody else is. You know, I mean, they come and take your property, they freeze your bank accounts, they garnish your wages. I don't know how you can strengthen them much more. Half of that, of course, is going to go to audits. And they claim, Shane, nobody's going to be audited over $400,000. They claim.
Yeah, but that's what's scary. Let me tell you, because their budget's $11 billion now, 11 and a half. Yeah. And they're adding $80 billion. I mean, eight times the budget. Mm-hmm. So almost a $100 billion budget.
Yeah.
This makes no sense at all. And you know that website on Tuesday, I told you that I found out from the Treasury Department of disbursements.
Yeah.
It was $2.9 trillion on Tuesday when I told you. Now it's up to $3.7 trillion. So – again, all this money that your wonderful Congress, the Senate and the House are appropriating is virtual money. You know, they're distributing it to departments like the IRS. And so it's a hidden debt.
Our net's been coming and going all morning, so we apologize. Go ahead, Jane.
No, I'm just concerned about the fact that the continuation of adding and creating more money virtually to fund operations that are already more than funded, it's just ludicrous. You know, that's all.
Yeah. Well, $25 billion for operational support, $5 billion for new technology, $3 billion for taxpayers. Like making agents available to talk on the phone to you, which if you've ever called the IRS, and I have, that's been a nightmare. And
then, and on top of that, for what, 10 years we talked about this, how many people pay 87% of the taxes?
That's true. Yeah, I was going to say.
The upper 10%.
Yep.
So all these people they're talking about is people they're going after the underground economy.
Yeah.
It's about $1.2 trillion. And they're not. That's not what they're not telling you. That's what they're after. They want to find all that because it's all cash.
Right.
They want that money.
They want that money. Well, they claim the level of audits won't go up, Shane. I know. I had to spit out my adult beverage when I heard that one. Yeah, right.
I choked on my whipping cream on top of my coffee this morning.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, when I moved to Montana, I was audited 3 out of the first 5 years I was here, Shane, because I had a home-based business. And that's when the internet kind of got started and everybody had a home-based business besides their 9-to-5 job. So, I got called in 3 times to account for what's your home-based business and how much you're making. And we want it all.
Yeah. Well, in 87, my fifth year in being a broker, I got audited. Yeah. And so I went and found what everyone said was the best. And mm-hmm. his name, a gentleman by the name of Kelly Loan. And he went by their rules.
Yeah.
So he said, when we go to these meetings, don't say anything, just sit there. So I did. Yeah. And we went to a meeting 3 months, and it was a gal, and he put it off for another 3 months, and we came back. She was pregnant. So then she said, we'll let you know when we have somebody else. And then it was put off for 6 months. Long story short, after a year and a half and 3 different people that we talked to with me saying nothing, they dropped it.
Yeah.
And then I never got audited again.
Yeah. Well, the first one with mine was a wash. The second one, I think I had to pay $65, and the other one they owed me. So they stopped after that, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
And what's that in what they spent? I mean, they spent, 10, 20, 30 grand to do that.
Yeah, they had to hire somebody to be there. And,
yeah, that's right.
And I took my CPA with me, and he answered all the questions.
And so, it's just like being in government with the Democrats, We're going to charge you falsely. We're going to lie. We're going to cheat. We're going to rob. Mm-hmm. We're going to steal. But we're going to charge you, so you have to hire an attorney and spend $1 million in legal fees because you won't come after us, but we'll come after you falsely.
That's for sure. Yeah. Well, that's what we're getting into, and the auditing thing. You don't need 87,000 agents to police 1% of the population, maybe, that
that's
have
right.
400,000 or more. I mean, that
and they all have accountants, and their accountants aren't afraid of these people. They deal with them all the time.
I was going to say,
it's all about the little person, people making under 100 grand a year, and because it's all the people making under 100 grand, 50 to 100 grand. Yeah. That's the black market in your country, $1.2 trillion.
Yeah.
That's what they're at.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got all these pot shops that are cash only,
That's right.
You got all those places. The lowest paid professional baseball player in America, Shane, makes 500 grand.
Yeah,
that's the bottom. If you're a bench warming, play only when you're 15 runs ahead, that's the only time you get in the game. You get $500,000 a year.
You know, with this and Mar-a-Lago, and what's happening there, all week long, everyone's saying, oh, it's a banana republic. No, it's not. It's a coconut republic.
Yeah.
These people are coconuts, all right?
Yeah.
They're absolutely stark-raving, crazy coconut people.
Yeah.
And, they came after you and me, the baby boomers, because we had $37 billion in wealth. Figuring, we'll take all of that or half of it or what, and that'll pay the debt down. Well, guess what? Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Couldn't get at it.
Yep. Not gonna happen.
No.
Well, the other thing we've got to talk about, Shane, in this bill, the Green New Deal is stuffed in there all over the place, and I want to run through 3 things, and then we'll comment on them if we can do that. One is tax credits, $30 billion for the production of solar panels, wind turbines, and energy infrastructure that does 1% of our energy. So we're going to talk about that, obviously. The next one, $10 billion manufacturing electric cars and future innovations for that. And we got $60 billion to develop clean energy sources in poor communities. What an insult to poor communities. I mean, I guess they have dirty energy in poor communities, but the bill would also roll back President Trump's 10-year moratorium on offshore wind leasing, I should say. And I believe Ted Kennedy, he didn't want windmills off Chappaquiddick, did he? Or
no.
Nantucket.
Martha,
or
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, he didn't want any of that stuff.
You got Obama living there. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't want any of that stuff out there to look at. So,
okay, well, the joke about. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say we'll go back and review each one of these.
Okay. Well, the first one is solar panels. They're not scalable, they're the size of a gum stick, you know.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, 4 inches long and not even an inch wide. They have a lifespan of 20 years. So the trillions that have been spent in the last 45 years creating them, all of those now are coming to the end of their life and have to be replaced. And then on top of it, they become an environmental nightmare because we've talked about how expensive and terrible for the environment to recover them. Second of all, to produce all this stuff, you have to tear the planet apart to get all the, you know, all the massive amount of minerals and everything you need required, particularly, lithium for the batteries. Largest stock of lithium in South America, and Great Canadian created that company to sell to the Chinese, who now own that. He did this before. With uranium, and it just gets these people are absolutely coconuts. There's no value in this. They could spend 500 years and they wouldn't produce enough solar panels or windmills to make any difference whatsoever. Meanwhile, your entire grid, which is at 110% right now, with these heat waves, and also in winter, The government's own energy resources, I have it, we've referred to it, 63% created by coal and natural gas. I mean, and natural gas has gone through the roof. I mean, people are complaining about the price of gasoline. Look at natural gas. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. According to Bruce, we can't mine lithium. EPA rules. Don't know if that's true or not, but we'll take your word for it, Bruce. Well, the other thing.
A comment about what he's saying.
Sure,
he's not wrong. To produce lithium from the soil that it's in, which is mostly sand and even topsoil, it requires open pits, and it requires cyanide and heat bleaching, similar to what large gold companies have done to turn over the state of, Nevada to find gold.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. There's placer mining, adit mining, where you dig a hole in the ground, and then there's heat bleaching.
That's how
you recover minerals.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, everybody talks about birds and windmills. The heat from a solar array will kill birds as well.
Fries them
as they fly over. So there you go. The other thing is you got about 10 football fields of solar panels. That displaces every species that live there. They're going to have to find new homes when you put this, 10 football fields of solar panels in there. So it isn't all that friendly to the environment. Moving on to electric cars, one of the problems there is you've got a whole bunch of things in these batteries, Shade. You got cobalt, you got nickel, you got you got all kinds of minerals in here, but no one at the moment is recycling these.
I've told you the electric cars, the horse and buggy, of the 21st century. Don't buy one; it's ridiculous. The cost will go skyward on the electrical charging, no matter what people tell you. We talked about 1 billion cars on the road right now, less than 2% are electric. Mm-hmm. Buy a used car, don't buy a new one, and find one that's 3 to 5 years old, and in 2 years, sell it again and buy a new one.
Yep.
Because, ETV that we talked about, which is, basically the future. Did you see this week that United Airlines has picked up 250 of these basic drones Taxis. It'll fly, you know, five people around in a taxi. Yep. It'll be AI. Mm-hmm. And that's where this is all going. And it's going to happen in like less than 10-15 years. So
yeah, it probably will. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the Democrats have missed this one completely. That's where they should be barking and yelling, this is what we want.
Yeah, that should be better. Well, you know, anything that flies is going to burn something. So
it's not good. Well, it won't be burning oil. You know, that's going to replace the commercial planes and eventually, mm-hmm. and you know, because mm-hmm. what we're finding is short hauls is the bread and butter now mm-hmm. of the airline industry.
Yeah,
and we should do a show on the airline industry mm-hmm. and its history and where it's going, because mm-hmm. within the next 30 years, the entire airline industry will be all electric mm-hmm. AI, and it'll be these, you know, short flight. 100 mile, mm-hmm. 200 mile runs in these craft, you know, the course over the ocean, long mm-hmm. trips, but those, you know, that's only 20% of what they use them for now. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. Bruce says, exactly, Shane, the EPA disposed open pit mining and leaching, the most dangerous way to extract materials. Whitehall had an open pit mine, Whitehall, Montana, that is, for people listening outside our normal area here. As an open pit mine and only one in the U.S. So, I want to get back to the batteries for just a second.
Sure, Shane, please.
Because obviously batteries are going to improve over time. I mean, they're going to get better. But the problem that we have with them right now is that the number of electric cars that are on the road, the batteries are still in their life cycle. So they haven't been. The big need hasn't been to dispose of them yet. The other issue is that every battery that's manufactured, what's in that battery is a trade secret of the manufacturer. You know, how much cobalt is in there, how much nickel is in there, how much magnesium's in there. Cobalt is the big one that they want to get out. Cobalt's expensive, and you can recoup profit by recycling phone batteries and those things that they know have cobalt in them.
Well, but it's not like talking about gold and silver. Cobalt is a rare earth mineral.
Yeah, it is.
There's seven of them. Yeah. There isn't enough that's been found to provide for the batteries they're claiming they're going to need, and there isn't probably enough for them to find to utilize it. Number one. Number two. These batteries, I've been told from Musk to everyone else and all the scientists, 20-year lifespan. So you spent over, close to $2 trillion creating solar panels, lifetime of 20 years. So 80% of the ones that have been made, put out, and supposedly mm-hmm. great, have to be replaced. So mm-hmm. it's not even about, this whole story is so back, it's coconuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're now faced with creating more of what doesn't work. And you have to replace what's now mm-hmm. reached its lifespan. So a 20-year battery, technology might get better. But, they're going to have to find something that it isn't going to have a reduced life of providing power. And that's the problem with these batteries. They don't have a great deal of, mm-hmm. back to charging. And your electronic ability with your power grid to provide it. Now, remember 2 years ago when your great President Biden came aboard, 60,000, the government was going to put up 60,000 charging stations across the country. Oh, and remember Wi-Fi? They're going to put up 65 million of those. They haven't even started on either of those.
I know, yeah.
And they funded them. Mm-hmm. They've got the money to do it. But they haven't even started on it. So this is the way of your government. And that's mm-hmm. why they're in a recession. Oh, and there's no inflation. It was only 8.5%. But, your president announced to the world, we zero inflation. I mean, guy can't put on a sports coat getting off a helicopter. No. Can't climb up the steps of Air Force One.
Nope.
He drops his glasses. I mean, it's not a good situation.
It's not good, but it's what we have.
That's what you got, baby. That's why we're talking about it. We wouldn't have a lot to talk about if it wasn't.
Yeah, your prime minister at least can walk around and make and put sentences together incorrectly, of course, but still, he can do it.
Yeah, he can also put on blackface and say he didn't know it was a racial slur.
That's right. Yeah, he's a wonderful, warm human being.
Yeah, he's just a terrific guy.
I love him. Well, $60 billion to develop clean energy sources in poor communities, Shane. So what are we going to have, windmills in Harlem? Is that the story? Are we going to go to Kentucky and have solar panels down there all over Kentucky, Mississippi, and Arkansas? Yeah.
When you read through the bill, which I have, they'll tell you how much money for things like this. But they don't know. They don't tell you how it's going to be spent. So it'll be shipped off to a department's bank account. Uh-huh. And it says right in the law to be used, as the Treasury sees fit, because as I told you, they do it electronically. It's all virtual. And so they're just pumping up. This is what says none of this makes sense. It's all coconuts. There's money galore, trillions of dollars sitting in every department and agency in your government that hasn't been spent.
Yeah.
And these
communities. I'm worried about Social Security going broke.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. It really is. The big problem is with government, it's always easy to spend other people's money. You want to give me some money, I'll be happy to spend it for you. No problem.
Yeah. And Bruce is right, by the way. He's commenting about smelting is another way to extract. But it's not allowed. And that's because cobalt is, even though it's a rare earth mineral, it's a really bad one. And, it has lures or concerns of being, a carcinogen, like the oil in the transformers that you see on your street, that oil is in there to keep it cool so that the electricity power, electricity going in there is, reduced to then go into your home. And but that oil over time becomes a carcinogen. So it's huge. Stay away from them. You ever see one blow up? Right? Don't go near it. Don't go near anywhere that's been spilled. Cobalt, you'll end up with liver cancer or you'll end up with kidney cancer. It's the lower body organs that cobalt and this form of carcinogen will affect that.
Well, and also too, Shane, and these things are all made in foreign countries.
China, principally. 80% of the transformers.
Yeah, they're mined in foreign countries where safety measures aren't adhered to. there's no protective clothing or anything for the kids hauling this stuff around and whatever. So it's a bad situation there.
We start talking about transformers because of an electric pulse from a nuclear weapon will short circuit them. And, politicians picked up on it finally, and then they started funding it. And they did have General Electric, start producing them in China, to warehouse them. But the problem is that if an electric pulse occurs from a nuclear weapon, which can just happen in the upper atmosphere over an area of your country, it would take there's hundreds of thousands, millions of transformers
It
would take 20 years. You'd go back into the dark ages.
Yeah, you certainly would. Yeah. Getting back to the IRS, no increase in chance of being audited for the sub 400,000 per year crowd. That's from Janet Yellen. We kind of discussed that, but I wanted to get Carol's comment.
Isn't this the same secretary that said there, there's no recession? And
well, it's transitory.
Yes.
It's transitory. It's just going to, it's not permanent. It's just going to be around for, most of Biden's term, I guess.
It's going to get worse than that. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. It's come down some in recent weeks and months. The gas has certainly come down. That was one of the big influencers there. So I think that's why we went from 9.1 to 8.5 was strictly the reduction in gasoline. But we've still
they don't include that in the CPI. We talked about it.
They don't include it in the inflation, but I mean, they don't include gas and food in the inflation figures.
I know that, but, which is the most. The
yeah.
Most
well, they are. Yeah, they are.
The I mean, that's most. The economy, baby.
Well, it is, but they don't include it because it's a world market for those commodities.
Well, we know that. That's no, what they claim.
I'm saying that for the benefit of the people watching.
Right, like redefining what a recession is. You know, I've seen mm-hmm. recessions since 72 and the market do what it's doing mm-hmm. today since 72. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was 18 and playing the market, the penny market, and did really well. Yeah. But the bottom line here is that these people are misleading the public. Uh-huh. All the people on the financial networks are making are informing people wrongly about what they should buy or that they shouldn't sell. Uh-huh. And you know, this is a bear market, and it's going to trade down. Jimmy Dimon from J.P. Uh-huh. Morgan, you know, 2 months ago told everyone uh-huh. a hurricane's coming, and you know, they haven't listened to you and me. And mm-hmm. they apparently don't want to listen to him. And he's considered the brightest guy on the block.
Yeah.
In any room.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, they're gonna be touting positive news between now and November.
Yeah, right.
Whether it's positive or not.
What news will that be? Come on, give me a hint. Please.
You know as well as I do, they're gonna spin. You know, they're gonna spin inflation. They're gonna spin employment. They're gonna spin. You know, that things are getting better every day. And, you know, when you go to the store, you find out they aren't because, you know, your can of peas is still a buck more than it was last year. So,
all weekend long, all the Democratic politicians that were on TV shows from your country were espousing how the Republicans are, you know, they're the party of violence. You know, they're the party of recession. Yeah. You know, they're the party of taxes, and they're the party that's trying to divide and destroy the country.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's where we are.
This is great. I love it, Thomas. They're coconuts.
Ain't that the truth? So, let's wrap this up, Shane. Any final thoughts on what we've talked about today? We've talked about the IRS and the new Green Deal included in the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
I think it's important to just give you an example of what I'm talking about. So Facebook, Meta, they go out and raise $20 billion on a bond issue. Uh-oh, that's trouble. I mean, why would they need a bond, number one? Mm-hmm. Number two, you know, Musk went out and sold $6 billion worth of stock. You know, what's that about? Well, it doesn't matter. His stock went up like $130 because people know that he's liquidated some stock and people are buying it. And they also voted for a 3-1 split on it. So these are the kinds of things and tells that, let me know what I see or foresee is going to happen. Disney. Great numbers came out. Stock is holding strong. You know, it's only down $60 a share. And that was because of their thing about Florida and this DeSantis and, you know, the CEO and everything saying what he said about gay legislation. That hurt them more than the economy view of buying or owning, Disney. But Disney is a great stock. It'll be around 100 years. Well, as long as everyone else is around.
Well, I think so. Yeah, it's pretty stable.
It went ahead of Netflix. You know, it went to 4 million users. Yeah. And Netflix is at 3.7. So, you know, they're doing the job, but they're getting it done. Yeah. And they have a library and content.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Netflix has nothing more to rent. So their content's collapsed. And they're having to rely on creating their own. And,
it's getting more expensive for them to buy their content, which they have to do. I mean, they do make their own content, some of it.
Well, they have to. Warner Brothers now with Discovery is keeping their library shut. Disney's keeping all of its stuff shut. Mm-hmm. So, you know, streaming, we talked about in 2020. We told everyone this is what would happen. We were dead on.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we have this library. go listen to what we told you. Don't own these stocks.
Yeah. Well, Disney, of course, you know, you attract the whole family, the kids, mom and dad.
Well, of course.
You know, they all sit there and watch Nemo and, you know, all the, you know, the Snow White and all the
they have a library that crosses every demographic, you know.
Yeah.
Superheroes to musicals to cartoons.
They got the whole nine yards. Yeah,
and they have Minnie Mouse too.
All right, that's gonna wrap it up for us today. Thanks, Shane, for being with me as always. And some really important things we have to let you know about. The award-winning Tom and Shane, of course, will be live on radio Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. Click listen now. Nothing to join, no signups, no information needed. All you do is click listen now and listen. You know, we no IRS agents will be tracking you listening to our show. You know, the NSA will be, but no one else probably. So. And our past shows, in case you missed any, including this one, will be up online, KMMSAM.com. Click Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll always be up to date on what we do and have there. So we have that as well. So all of that's available over there. So, yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Linda, thanks for the great information. We appreciate you very much. Thanks for being here, Linda. We appreciate all of our listeners, all of our subscribers. Great to have all you guys with us. And so we will talk to you on the radio on Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com.
Just you and me, Eagle Man. And everyone that calls in. And by the way, everyone, you can call in from anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, Tom gives you the number during the entire show, and you can call in.
You can call us from anywhere. You can text us even. If you don't feel comfortable talking on the air, you can text us.
We get phone calls from Florida and Michigan and California. We get people that call in.
Those ridiculous guys that do radio, get millions of dollars. what dolts are those guys are?
No, they don't cover as much as we do, and they just cover this. It's the same thing over, and it's the same, blabber all the time.
Yeah.
It's really monotonous.
Yeah. Well, the big difference is that you and I, Shane, have to go out and find the information. We don't have a staff of people that say,
that's right.
Oh, here's your talking points for today. You know, don't deviate from these.
Tom is the host, the producer, the director. He's the editor. He puts the shows up. You know, I'm just the muse that does research. So that's I enjoy that. At my age, I got to learn something new every day so I can sleep at night.
That's true. Yeah. So Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. Don't forget the AM, KMMSAM.com. And we will see everybody next Tuesday on our next podcast and talk to you on the radio on Saturday.